What's the proper way of asking God the things that you need? Either because you ask a free gift, I don't deserve anything, just give me, or because I have merits, I'm your creation actually, you created me with needs, so I need this and that, so please give me. Or we demand, give me. This week's Torah reading is called Vayeschanan, which is a difficult word to translate. The literal idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu is supplicating from God, please, let me see the land of Israel, let me enter the land of Israel, and so on. And God rejected that request, as we're going to learn. Our sages say there are two ways of understanding this word, Vayeschanan. One is, actually, matnas chinam, a free gift. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking a free gift. And the other way of explaining is, Moshe was praying, mispalet, he was praying to see the land of Israel, to enter the land of Israel, and so on. And we have to understand what's the difference between these two things. And the idea is like this. Basically, when a person asks from God, there are two ways of doing it. Way number one is begging, please give me something. The second one is demanding, you have to give me something. And furthermore, there are two reasons why God could actually fulfill what a person asks. Either because we deserve it, we have merits, I'm a good guy. Either you created me, or I'm a good guy, I did good deeds, so I deserve it. Or for free. I don't deserve anything, just give me for free, a free gift. Now, the definition of tefillah, of prayer in Judaism is, I behave properly, I'm praying to God to give me what I deserve. Now, the truth is, that if I deserve, why should I pray? God has to give me anyway, because I deserve it, I'm a good guy, or because you created me with needs and so on, so you have to actually fulfill my needs. But racham aval kol ma'asav, the kindness of God is upon all his creation, so that includes me, so you have to give me. But the truth is that God is not obligated to give us anything. He's never obligated. And there's a verse in Tehillim, in Psalm 62, the verse says, Lecho Hashem chased, ki ata teshal leish kemaaseyu. God, yours is kindness because you pay each person according to his deeds. Now the question is, wait a second, what kindness is this? If a person deserves because he has deeds, so there's no kindness of God. His justice, you have to give me because I deserve. But the truth is that the proper way of understanding this is, it is a kindness of God that he pays us according to our deeds. Who told you you deserve something because you did? You're a good guy because God created you? You don't deserve anything. God is not obligated on anything. It is his kindness that he gives you. So, according to this, demanding from God makes no sense. You can't demand anything. Comes out that the whole idea of prayer, why do we pray, is to ask, not demand. Ask from God a free gift. We don't deserve, just a free gift. According to this, let's go back to the word Vayeschanan. We said that there were two explanations. Explanation number one is Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a free gift. Explanation number two is Moshe Rabbeinu was praying. What's the difference? And the difference is that when a person prays, a person might understand that he has merits. Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest merits. He spoke to God face to face. He led the Jewish people through the desert for 40 years and so on. Had lots of merits. However, when he's praying to God, he's only asking for a free gift. He's not really taking into account his own merits. He has it and he knows them, but he's not taking them into account. He's just praying to God. That's one way of understanding the word Vayeschanan. The second way of understanding this word is, no, there's no prayer over here. There's no definition of prayer where a person actually understands he has merits and so on. The person feels how he really doesn't have any merits at all. And all I'm asking is a free gift. Chinam, free in Hebrew. Vayeschanan is related to the word chinam, free. I'm just asking, not even praying, I'm just asking, of course, not demanding, for a free gift. I feel I understand not just in the mind, but I feel it in my heart. I don't have any merits at all. Just give me a free gift. Interestingly, God answered Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lach, enough for you. What does that mean? What's the answer? God did not fulfill what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Actually, he let Moshe see the land of Israel, but he didn't enter. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter. Why? What happened over here? According to the two explanations, God's answer makes a lot of sense. According to the explanation that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a matnas chinam, for a free gift without any merits at all, God, after all, said, look, stop asking me. Rav Lach, enough for you. Stop asking me, because people are going to say I'm just too hard. But the point is, the truth is that he did not let Moshe Rabbeinu go into the land of Israel because there was a decree. And for whatever reason God knows, he did not want to change this decree. And according to the second answer, the prayer that after all has some relationship with merits, Moshe Rabbeinu had merits, he's just asking for something for free, but he actually had merits. This whole idea is Rav Lach, there's a lot of reward saved for you in the world to come. You're talking to me about rewards and merits and so on. Rav Lach, there's a lot for you, a lot for you, so don't worry. May God answer our prayers, whether we understand or we don't understand that we have merits, whether we think we have merits or not, demanding we can't. But whatever, may God answer all our prayers, and may we feel that we actually don't have any merits. And we're just asking from God a free gift that he gives us, the true redemption with the coming of the Mashiach speedily in our days.